Joined with me today on the Diamond the Rough podcast is Paul DeYoung of the St. Louis Cardinals. Last we heard from Paul, he was in Florida doing his thing at spring training, but now made his way through the minors, is with the big league club for the Cardinals and doing his thing very well. In 174 at-bats, has 50 hits, 12 home runs, 27 RBIs, a .287 average to go along with a .302 on base percentage. So, Paul, I thank you again for joining me here on this podcast. If you could, just take me through the roller coaster you were on when you first got that call to the big leagues.
Yeah, that's a long story, but just the whirlwind of support I've gotten from my friends and family. Just everyone's been there every step of the way with me, and you know, it's great to have all the support I've had. But as far as what I've experienced, you know, hitting a home run in my first at bat was pretty amazing. It was a heck of a travel day, leaving Memphis, getting flex delayed, changing airlines, getting to the game late, and then, you know, going up there in the ninth inning against one of the best closers in the game. And I think I was just so tired at that point that I just, you know, just relaxed and had a good at bat. You know, it's something crazy, but, you know, I've kind of settled in lately, feeling a little bit more comfortable with the stadiums and the lifestyle and the travel and all the distractions that come with it. I think I'm processing it pretty well and loving every second of it.
Absolutely. It's been a whirlwind, to say the least. Like you said, a lot of air travel problems and a home run at your first at bat. That was a pinch hit, like you said, in the ninth inning against one of the better closers in the game this year. When you went up there, you weren't thinking home run, were you?
No, I was just trying to get a good pitch to hit, and he threw me a 1-0 fastball right where I wanted it and just put a good swing on it. Flies in Colorado, too.
That's true, to say the least. But regardless, 12 home runs up to this point. You've blown expectations out of the water for the Cardinals, batting third in the lineup occasionally, everyday shortstop, it seems, up to this point. If you could, what is the most important thing do you think that you've learned in your short time in the minors with the St. Louis Cardinals?
Oh, just how the winning attitudes and the way that we prepare to play games, kind of just learned how to you know, play every day in the minor leagues and understand what it takes to go out there every night and try to play hard and win. And I've been on some good teams coming up to the system, and you know, right now we're in a tight little race in the division. I think it's still open for the taking. So, you know, we're going to have that edge, like I learned in the minors, up here to win these games and get in the playoffs.
No doubt it's a tight race. Indeed, the NL Central is as close as it gets right now, with no one really running away with it. So you guys right there in the mix. And since you've been called up, I remember when we talked with you a few months ago, you talked about how we asked you, you know, if anyone was taking you under the wing in spring training, and you mentioned Matt Carpenter's name, I believe. Since you've gotten to the pros, has that really been, you know, the same situation? Has Matt Carpenter or others taken you under their wing, if you will?
I mean, yeah, each guy brings something to the table. It's not like there's any just one particular guy. Everyone's been great. Especially the older players, the ones that have been around longer, they seem to have a little more pull or a little more advice, some experience that they can share with me to help me out. And guys like Adam Wainwright, Yadier Molina, Carpenter, I mean, even some of the older relievers like Zach Duke, Lance Lynn, the starting pitcher, have been around. So these guys, they understand the process, and they understand how to win games. So just trying to see how they prepare and, you know, try to learn as much as I can from them.
And like you said, you've calmed down, sort of, if you will, since you've been called up, which you kind of answered this question, but I'm going to ask you anyways. Do you still get nervous out there? Do you feel like a rookie, quote-unquote?
No, I think on the field, you know, I'm just locked in on the game, and I feel like I'm in a comfortable you know, relaxed state, like I've always played the game. But you know, there's different aspects to the big leagues that are a little shocking at times, like the travel and the media and other stuff like that. But you know, that's the stuff I'm getting accustomed to. The game is still baseball, and you know, I'm still learning, because you'll never stop learning. But just enjoying playing the game every day at the highest level.
Like you said, there's plenty of distractions out there, especially for you, someone who's come in swinging the bat hot. I'm sure the media is just all over you. I hope the St. Louis media is a little nicer than maybe some of the Chicago media is around here. But how have you been able to really stay so loose with all the distractions in the way? Do you kind of have a routine you go into every day before game day?
Yeah, absolutely. Routine keeps you kind of sane and grounded, because baseball resets every single day. It doesn't matter what I did yesterday. It's not going to affect the game today. So, you know, you have to prepare the same way every day and be efficient and in your preparation. So really it's just about locking in the tedious, boring, to some people, routine of baseball, and just trusting in your preparation allows you to go out there and play the game hard and without any worries or anxiety.
Speaking of preparation, there's some pitchers that some might say you have to prep more against than others. So my question to you is, are there any pitchers that you faced so far in your short period of time in the pros that have really gotten to you? In other words, who's the toughest pitcher you have played in the majors up to this point?
The guy with the nastiest stuff I've seen was Iglesias from the Reds. He's their closer. I've only had one at-bat against him, and it was in Cincinnati. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing him again, hopefully. But never seen a fastball jump out of the hand like that. So, I'd like to see him again, and you know, it's a lot of these guys I've seen, you know, seen before or heard of. So I mean, there's a little shock value with some of these pitchers, like facing Lester or Arrieta the other night after I watched him in the playoffs for so many years, and then you know, it's kind of fun to just share the field with these players that I've been, you know, grew up kind of watching or you know, definitely heard of or seen on TV before. It's just cool to be out there sharing the field.
Absolutely. Being the hometown kid you are, again, this is Paul DeYoung of the St. Louis Cardinals, also an Illinois State alum just like myself. So you've been able to make the travel back to Chicago twice, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, since you've been called up. So how special has that been for you? Was it just surreal to kind of be in Wrigley Field and, you know, be where you grew up, like you said, watching?
Yeah, Wrigley Field was just amazing. Just the first time I went there, just being on the field, seeing how close you were to the stands, and felt like it was loud and buzzing, and there's an energy to it. It was just one of these legendary stadiums and parks that you know, it's going to be an end of an era sometime, but I'm glad that I've been on the field and shared that field with so many great Hall of Famers before me and a great tradition and Cubs Cardinals rivalry. It was a great a great place to play, and the games were intense and close too, which makes it even that much more interesting and also that much more painful when you lose. So really just had a good time in Wrigley, and I think we go back there one more time, so this time we got to come out with a couple wins.
Yeah, a tense series is almost an understatement. In that game where it was 0-0 with Lester on the mound, you came up in the eighth inning and put a bomb out there to put your team on the lead. What were you thinking in that at bat?
Yeah, he had gotten me in the first two at bats against him, so really just was trying to have a good at bat, knowing I just got to get on base, try to let somebody behind me hit me in, and not trying to do too much. And he hung a 1-2 curveball and put a good swing on it, and you can tell by his reaction that he knew probably right out of the hand that he was worried about the pitch, so made him pay. But you know, that's a game that we really should have held on to, and kind of hurts that we didn't. So yeah, you know, just moving forward, we gotta hopefully play a little bit better as a team and close out some of these games.
Of course, there's plenty of team goals out there. We mentioned that the NL Central is as tight as ever. Have you guys mentioned a lot of team goals in the locker room, or is everyone kind of just know what they need to do the Cardinal way?
Yeah, we know what the team goal is, at least immediately. It's to win the Central, get in the playoffs, and then the ultimate goal is win a World Series. But individually, I think it comes down to, you know, taking care of your own responsibilities and playing as hard as you, you know, to the best of your ability every night. and just having that laser focus and energy and drive. And I think if each of us are doing those things, that the rest will take care of itself.
Again, we're talking with Paul DeYoung of the St. Louis Cardinals on the Diamond in the Rough podcast. Paul, I've got a few more for you before we let you get out of here. We know you got a game against Colorado in St. Louis. And speaking of St. Louis, you being new to town, I mean, how have the fans treated you? How's the atmosphere over there? How's the food over there? Don't tell me it's better in Chicago's.
Yeah, St. Louis is a great city, great baseball town. They really love us here. And, you know, it's a beautiful stadium. We got a view of the arch. Really just can't complain. It's been a great journey so far. The fans have embraced us, but now that we got to win some games, we're a below 500 team right now, and I don't think that's really the Cardinals' identity. I think I haven't really really the tip of the iceberg when it comes to fan support, but when we start winning games and start being a playoff type team, I think that's when we'll start gaining some momentum and really snowballing effect, the fan support and our own confidence, really in our game.
Now, you being a technical rookie in the league, like you said, you're not really feeling like one up to this point. Almost 50 games under your belt in the majors, batting third in the lineup. You know, locking down shortstop most of these games these days. Do you feel like you've been able to take at least somewhat of a leadership role as you move forward to try to win this division?
When it comes to, you know, playing in the game, I can do what I can from the shortstop position. But as far as that goes, I think just me taking care of my business every single day and me getting hits and driving in runs and making plays in the field is really what I need to do and focus on. And, now the leadership is going to come from the experienced guys like Yachty and Waino, guys that have won multiple World Series and All-Stars and you name it. And those are the guys that can kind of lead us through a tough patch. But when it comes to the day-to-day, I can, you know, still do my thing as a player and contribute.
So up to this point, do you really have, I mean, if I had to guess, that first home run's got to be as special as it gets. So let's say besides your first pinch hit at-bat home run against the Rockies, what's been your favorite moment so far of just being a pro athlete finally, what you dreamt about since you were a kid?
I think hitting that home run off Lester was pretty fun. In a 0-0 game on the road at Wrigley, just friends and family all watching, and that was a big moment, and it would have been a little sweeter if we held on for the win and that run was the difference, but there'll be plenty more moments like that. I feel like I've had a lot of big hits and big RBIs since I've been called up, and haven't really got a lot to show for it, so we'll just keep playing, and, you know, like I said, baseball resets every day, so it's fun to look back at that stuff, but really it's about focusing on today and what we got to do to win.
Well, I'm sure you had a number of your friends that might be Chicago fans. Did they give you some grief for that home run maybe a little bit? Just a little?
Yeah, I've been getting texts from Chicago Cubs fans, you know, not going to root for you, or not going to root for the Cardinals, but I'll root for you, or the bittersweet, like, can't believe you did that to my Cardinals, but nice hit, stuff like that, you know?
Well, we'll have to wait and see what happens from here on out. We wish you nothing but the best of the luck, Paul, the rest of the way. We'll see what the St. Louis Cardinals can pull out. We know you're going to help them make a run at a potential playoff run. And I'm going to tell you right now, bring it back to your college days one more time. If I can make it out to a game, and even if it's in St. Louis, you better believe I'm going to find you in that dugout, and I'm going to hand you a box of DP dough. Yeah, you just got to tell me, what's your favorite zone from over there?
I like the Reggie zone.
The Reggie zone? All right, you got it. When I make a trip to St. Louis, I will find you, and a Reggie zone will be in my hand waiting for you, because I know that's got to hit the spot right now.
How about I just come back on campus this fall, and we'll go to DP Dough together.
That's a deal. You got that right. All right, that's a deal right there. For anyone that doesn't know, DP Dough is the best thing you'll ever have. Just go over to Bloomington Normal. We could get yourself a calzone and then an Insomnia cookie right after. But anyway,
sounds good. I can't wait.
Absolutely. Paul, we're wishing nothing but the best for you. You've had a tremendous start to your career. We can't wait to see how it pans out for the rest of your rookie year. If you could take your St. Louis Cardinals to the playoffs, we might have to try and give you a ring one more time. We know you're super busy, but we're, like I said, nothing but the best of luck to you and your team.
Sounds good, Sam. Appreciate it.